you for calling customer support. This is Kaylee speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes. I got a charge yesterday on my account for some headphones that I didn't order, and my bank said that I apparently signed up for some kind of membership or something, and I was trying to cancel it. I haven't received the product yet, but I'm going to send it back without even opening it. So I'm trying to cancel whatever it is.
All right. Can you provide your zip code?
Yes. 36604 is my mailing zip code.
All right. First and last name?
Horace Peterson.
All right. Can you confirm your shipping address for security reasons?
3635 14th Street, Pascagoula, Mississippi.
All right, then. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see that the earbuds were chosen. And I guess that, yeah, they built you fully the retail price for the earbuds that you start off paying the shipping and handling on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying they don't accept any returns.
But I didn't order them. Like, I never ordered them.
Okay, yeah, because it says it was delivered on January 13th. So you never authorized the shipping and handling of $5.99 back on the 9th of January?
No. I'm saying there's a separate charge for like $80.
I see that, but I'm asking, did you authorize the shipping and handling charge for it back on the
9th? I don't have any earbuds. I just noticed that charge yesterday. No.
Okay, because it says the product was delivered back on the 13th, and you said 3635 14th Street?
Yes.
Yeah, it says it was delivered on the 13th of January. But all right, then, do you know anyone else in your household who could have authorized that?
No.
Okay, then. Well, I'll cancel out the account and transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, once again, just give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, I do apologize for the wait.
It's okay.
All right, then. So I am transferring you over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.